This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the last couple of nights with some little technical, I don't even want to call them glitches. Technical irritants, how's that? That's much more my kind of language. The technical irritants we've been having, and it's not the board operators. Okay, like I said the other night, they do a great job. I have no issues with them. It's our buddies over at, I won't say where it is. I'm going to be nice because they could just take down the whole site. Those wonderful people over there at that other place we all know and love to hate. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Hey, our hearts and prayers, you know, I can go right into it tonight, but I'm going to be nice for a couple of minutes anyway. Our hearts and prayers go out to the people of France. They are going through all kinds of problems there. And, you know, can you imagine? You know, think about the confusion when you think that it's you know, just you're coming from a fireworks display, right? And then all of a sudden, you hear the what seems to be more fireworks going off. So why would you even think there was an issue? Why would you? And not until people were running towards them. And policemen were running towards them, telling them to run away, run in the opposite direction. And listen, not that the policemen were cowards running the opposite way. That's not what I meant. It's not what I mean by any stretch. Okay? But the policemen were very, try to take care of the people. Can you imagine what that crowd must have been like? I mean, some of you in beach cities, you know, you go for the summertime and you go off the wharfs and the piers and what have you, and it's tough. You know, I just, it's tough. So anyhow, please, I mean, if you're not a praying person, you know, it's funny because I get emails from people saying, you know, you always keep saying that your hearts and prayers go out to the, well, I don't pray, I don't believe in God. Well, first I have to say, I'm sorry to hear that. Secondly, if you do the good vibe thing, is that what it's called? You know, they send good vibes and you do that. Whatever makes you feel better. How's that? Whatever makes you feel like you're doing something for those other people. And I really think, you know, again, we have been in that position. We know what it's like. Have we not? Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, I got it so much. I was getting ready to plow through, and I don't know. I know he's not a regular listener to the show. I'm not going to fool myself into believing that. But we're trying to get a hold of Paul Vallely, General Paul Vallely, to come on and see what's going on. If we had any hint of this, what he's hearing is going on in the Middle East. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of things that I think the general can enlighten us. He does on a regular basis. You know, that he can, I'm trying to use English, that he can enlighten us to. So far, what we know, I think, you know, it's really funny because people are still, even Geraldo Rivera tonight, on his favorite show, which is the O'Reilly Factor, he said, you know, we got to call it what it is. It's terrorism. We just got to call it that. Because that's exactly what this was terrorism. We have 77 so far to this point, but I'm sure. And I'm not saying this because I want the sensationalism of it. We will see more dead people. There's 77 so far, or 73 killed, they say, but at least 77 dead. And even some people are saying there may be more than 100 that they see. You know, again, let me rephrase this. 77 confirmed. I got to go back and study English, okay? 77 confirmed dead. 100. Yes, 100 that they believe to be dead. And they're not going to be able to handle what's coming their way as far as, you know, people that need blood, people that need help. So, again, I know that I don't think we have any listeners in France. I know we have listeners in Greece. I really do. I know we have listeners in England. I don't know about Spain. But hopefully, the people of France, hopefully my Christian brothers and sisters in France will get the message and donate blood, do what they need to do to help out. Okay, it doesn't matter who got hurt, what their religious belief is, what their orientation is, how tall, how short, how fat, how thin. Can you still say fat? Probably not. I just did. It doesn't matter. But I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and off the air. Just, I got so many stories I want to get to, but I want to make sure we get to this lighthearted story before we go to break. My wife might like this one. So apparently there was a farmer, and he had leased his property or rented his property, long-term lease, to a company that does fracking. And he had protesters on his property, so he went to court, did it the right way. I mean, heck, he's got the equipment. He could have just buried them all. That's what I would have done. But anyway, so he goes to court, and he gets an injunction. They can't come on the property. You know, they can't do any of that stuff or what have you. And you already know where I'm going with this, do you? So what he does is, I guess he's got a piece of machinery that spreads fertilizer, okay? Well, he didn't spread fertilizer. He filled it with horse and cow manure.
That is fertilizer.
Well, I'm talking about the chemical, you know.
But that's the good stuff.
All right, so he used good stuff on bad people, what can I tell you? Anyway, he went up and down where they were protesting with their signs and stuff, and he turned that puppy on high, and the good guy wins one, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Again, I want to start off every segment tonight with our hearts and prayers go out to our friends, our brothers and sisters, our human brothers and sisters there in France. And again, you know, it could happen here to us because we're so well protected and plugged in. It's just always amazing to me. Anyhow, producer Tammy has not been able to stop laughing since she read the... See, I didn't grow up on a farm, so I don't understand. I just, you know, to me, we just rode around on motorcycles and threw stuff at people, but...
What don't you understand?
Well, you said he fired a warning shot, so to speak.
Yeah, well, these people are set up on his land. They have like this little encampment, and so he was pretty respectful. He went with his little fertilizer truck around them, around the backside.
He's throwing manure at people. How respectful is that?
No. Before he did that, he went around the backside of them and kind of, now you're going to smell it. You're going to smell it coming. And then he starts backing up to him, and they actually get in behind the truck and start waving like, stop, stop. Really? How about move out of the way? You're on this man's land. But no, they don't want their tents getting run over, so they're allowing themselves to get sprayed. Bunch of morons. I'm sorry, they saw it coming and they still stood in the way. I would have just let the tent get blown over. I'd have took off and run. Seriously.
I'm with you. Anyway, I saw you over there laughing and chuckling and giggling, and then when you said that he went around them on a warning thing.
He circled around.
Had to laugh. I just had to laugh. Anyhow. Anyway. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, it's one of those things. I'm not used to some of the sounds. You know, kind of thing. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, we've been, most of last week and halfway into this week, we have had, I believe we've had, almost, I think, all, now they don't want me to call them this, it's really funny because I've had these conversations with two of them, all African-Americans on the show. Last week, Kira Davis and Kevin Jackson. So what I love about this, too, though, is that I've been grabbing those clips from people online, African-Americans, who are speaking. And please, I don't mean it this way. I'm just not a well-educated man, so give me some slack here. But for lack of a better term, they are calling their communities to task. And a lot of them have been saying it is not. It is not just about the policemen shooting blacks. It is about us taking care of our communities, making sure our communities are doing the right thing. You've got to give them credit for that. Again, I don't live it, right? I didn't grow up in a black community. I grew up in an interesting community, but I grew up in a black community. So this was what is this? LeBron James. And you know what a sports freak I am, so I had to go look up who this guy was. I had no clue who he was. He goes against Black Lives Matter because he basically took time to tell them and tell his community to look in the mirror. Let's take a listen.
We all feel helpless and frustrated by the violence. We do. But that's not acceptable. It's time to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what are we doing to create change? It's not about being a role model. It's not about our responsibility to the tradition of activism. I know tonight we're honoring Muhammad Ali, the GOAT. But to do his legacy any justice, let's use this moment as a call to action.
You know, Muhammad Ali and myself did not share the same spiritual beliefs, but we did share and do share the same human beliefs, that everybody has a right to have a chance. Everybody has a right to be able to make themselves better, to get a job, to do better in life. And he was all about that. And part of it was because of where he came from. You know, becoming the person that he became was a big deal. You've got to give, I don't care where you sit on the aisle, sit on in your religious pew or whatever, you've got to give him credit for the fact that he, again, another person who reached back out to the community. He didn't allow the fact that he was black to slow him down, get in his way, or stop him. And please don't send me emails saying you're not black, you don't understand it. Because I throw those away. Because that's not an honest conversation. We've all had degrees of issues and problems in our life. Right? Yeah, and I know you're going to make fun of the upper 1% because they couldn't get a second appointment at the hairdresser in 1 week. Yeah, that's not the issues and problems I'm talking about. But the bottom line with this, you can come out of any situation. And I hate the hypocrites that are on The View, and I'm going to play a clip of theirs in a minute. You got Whoopi Goldberg, who herself was on welfare for a little while, sleeping in the back of a car. And she was able to change things. But she was able to change things. Oh, a black woman. Oh, my God. If you listen to the left, there's no way she should have been able to change anything. But she was able to change things because she was determined. not to stay on welfare her whole life. Go grab some of her clips off of YouTube. She was determined to do better in her life. And she wouldn't let anything get in the way. The fact that she was black, the fact that she was a woman, and I wouldn't let that. My daughters will tell you, my wife will tell you, when the girls used to say, well, I'm just a girl, it was like a red-hot rod you stick in my head. It would make me nuts. That was never around our house. That was never an excuse that flew. Yeah, so what? That was always my response. Back to James here.
All professional athletes to educate ourselves, explore these issues, speak up, use our influence, and renounce all violence. And most importantly, go back to our communities, invest our time, our resources.
That's the key. You need resources too, I get that, but invest your time. Go back to your community, especially if you've made something of yourself. And making something of yourself sometimes is just getting out of where you live. There are plenty of people I grew up with and friends of mine that are still in the same spot they grew up in because they had a mindset early on, this was it for them. They would never get out of here. And you know what? They're not. They're going to die there. But unless you set your sights on something else, you find out how to get there, what it takes to move along and do that. And these guys, these sports figures especially, they have so much influence in those communities. I mean, you have kids that go to school and forsake everything else because they're going to be the next great basketball player. They're going to be the next great baseball player or football player, right? Now, I guess it really... See, I'm not the sports guy, so it's probably football, basketball first, and then baseball's probably a distant third. You're smiling at me because I have no clue. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back, and you're listening to The Real Side. Head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you could do over there. Because, you know what? I believe in freedom of speech, even on my show. I may not agree with you. I may call you names, but I'm more than willing to have you hop on. There's a live chat room going on at therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. If you're a Facebook aficionado, you can head over to Facebook. We are now broadcasting live on Facebook every night. We'll see how that goes before they pull me down or shut it off. Well, they pull down Sarah Palin for calling those some of the BLM people thugs. Man, I probably use that word 15 times a night. And not always talking about black people either. Or BLM or any of that stuff. Anyway, we're talking about LeBron James and how he pushed back a little bit against the Black Lives Matter. And all last week, and it was funny, before anything even went down on Thursday night, all last week I had African Americans on. I had, you know, black Americans on. Like I said, I got one fellow that does not want to be called black American. I mean, African American. He says, first of all, I have no intention of ever going back to Africa, partly because I didn't come from there. That's part of it. So I thought that was kind of funny. But we're also, you know, when it comes to political correctness, we're also afraid, you know, that somebody's going to call you out for not saying it. I can't wait till you're sitting there, and there's a bunch of people from Belize or Jamaica sitting there, and somebody says, here's my African-American friends. They're going to jump on you. Let me tell you what. In the Italian community, you don't call an Italian a Sicilian and vice versa. All right? You're going to start World War XVII. They don't like each other. So don't say they're all Italians, because you'll have a problem. Anyway, so LeBron James, at an award show that you probably never catch me watching, is the ESPY Awards. What is the ESPY Awards? What are those? Let's see. I guess it's a sports thing, which is why you'll never catch me watching it. See, I've always had a problem cheering somebody on, watching somebody who's making a gazillion times more than I am. Right? The guy makes, what, $15, $18, $20 million a year. running a pigskin around on a green grassy field.
You don't watch any award shows.
I don't. That's true too. But that's because you know what? When people get all excited and stuff, it just puts more money in their pocket. And what do I get? Bupkis. I get nothing. Right?
Maybe you should do something great.
Ooh. So anyway, so he comes out, you know, ESPY Awards, and he's talking about what's going on. But he didn't pass up. Unlike our fearless leader or fearful leader, I don't want to call him a fearless leader. Our fearful leader, Mr. Oblamo, James comes out and says, we need to take control. We need to go back into our communities. We need to teach these people. And he's right. And he's got the guts to say, I love this guy. I don't even know him. But if he was around, I'd give him a hug.
Go back to our...
And I don't hug.
Communities. Invest our time, our resources.
Yes.
Help rebuild them.
Yes.
Help strengthen them. Help change them. We all have to do better. Thank you.
He's so right. And again, they were talking about Muhammad Ali at the event as well. What a great guy he was, how he reached back to the community, how he helped out. These guys I don't begrudge them making their money. You know, I believe in capitalism. They should make as much money as they possibly can. You can send me 10% now for helping you reach that. But anyway, I always think about these guys and how much money they make, and it wouldn't take much for them to clean up a neighborhood or to help clean up a neighborhood. I wonder why they don't do it. I'd love to have one of them on some night and find out, why don't you do it? Because really, the grand scheme of things, it ain't a lot of money. Now, come on, think about it. It really isn't a lot of money. You got $17 million. You can build a Boys and Girls Club or something along that, small club in these small communities for a couple $1 million. So anyway, again, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do appreciate the time that you do spend with us in our hearts and prayers. I'm just going to keep talking about it. Our hearts and prayers need to go out to our brothers and sisters in France. This is going to be a long couple of days. This is going to be a sorrowful couple of days. I heard that there were, if you got kids in the car, stick your fingers in their ears. I had heard that there were body parts, decapitated heads. Of course, that's what it means. Decapitation. And it wasn't because somebody was running around with a sword. Don't get me wrong. It's not what I'm suggesting here. But, you know, when you get a truck plowing through like that, it isn't that hard to do damage. Now, somebody sent me a link I'm not going to play because I don't know what it says yet. Apparently, there's a new Madea movie coming out in October. It's called Boo.
Called what?
Boo. It's by Halloween. Oh. That ought to be good. I don't care. Madea does Halloween. That ought to be good. All right. Also, that there are some reports coming in, too, that there's been black smoke engulfing the Eiffel Tower there in France as well. Now, I don't know how real that is. I don't know how true it is. You know, again, I'm on the air with you people, so I can't just get off and go check it. We don't have a staff of 27 to do it either. But just to think of this could be something they could pull off. There's enough of them there now. The ISIS fighters are all over the place in Europe. And we've seen a lot, and I mean a lot, we've seen a lot of stories around them infiltrating the other countries and causing this kind of mayhem, this kind of trouble. So anyhow, again, like I said, when does this happen here? I'm not wishing it on us. Don't get me wrong. Can we be realists around here or what? When does this happen here? That's my question. When do you see the same problem? When do you see sporting events? You know, I've read that that we handle these kind of things differently than the French do. Actually, differently than a lot of European countries do. Because they still believe it or not, some of them still believe in enjoying their freedoms to the point where they will not. They refuse to make it look like a militant state. To us, they think we look like a militant environment, a militant state, like when we run our events. We have too many police around. They are too close to the people. I bet you they don't feel that way now. And I'm not being a turd. I'm being real. I'll bet you they don't feel that way now. And like that one Muslim fellow at the airport said, when people were complaining about how long it was taking to get through the lines. And the reporter, you know, there's one thing that I've learned. You never ask a question that you don't know the answer to or you don't think you know the answer to. So anyway, what happened was he asked the Muslim family, well, don't you feel put out with all the stuff that's going on, you know, and they're doing all this to you and all that just because, and he stopped the guy and said, no, I'm safer when they do this. Okay? I'm safe, my family's safe, and everybody on the plane is safe if they do this. I thought that was great. You can't even argue that. Because now you got a Muslim guy. You're going to do what you do to the black people? I want to see when the left starts doing that. That's going to happen eventually. Right? Think about something. When a black person starts speaking against the left, they start speaking like a conservative. They act like a conservative. They call these guys Uncle Toms. Traitors. What are you going to do to the Muslims when they do that? What are you going to do with other Muslims when they start calling out their brothers and saying, no, they're not one of us. Yeah, we want them arrested. Yep. Yeah. What are you going to call them? All right, let's see. Speaking of another, I love these loon stories. I think they're hilarious. How's this a, now unless somebody is, so don't get me wrong here. Unless somebody really is doing some physical and bad harm and damage to their kids, your kids should never be taken away from you on a whim by a judge. So let's just get that straight. But this is great. So vegan parents lose custody of their vegan baby. All right. So over in Italy this month, I mean, and the Italians are open to pretty much anything. These vegan parents lost custody of their baby. That's good. You know what it is? I think over there there's a rule. You got to feed the kid pasta once a week at least. So he doesn't lose his heritage. Anyway, what?
Pasta is vegan.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? You got to put sausage in it and meatballs and all of that. Anyway, so the vegan parents lost custody of their baby after he almost died from malnutrition. Now, according to the locals, the local paper there in Italy, the 14-month-old baby was taken to the hospital. And if you want to know where, why, how, and what happened, you got to come back. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you do it on Facebook. We're live up on Facebook. You can head over there. I don't care if you do it on our live chat room that we have on the website. Whether you send me an email, Joe at the. TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com again. Always a pleasure to have you with. You know, our hearts and our prayers go out to the people in France. That could be us tonight. It's been us in the past, has it not? Right? And don't you love it when people come alongside you and say, you know, not only do we feel your pain, but we're willing to fight with you. Well, not with you, alongside you. I told you, I don't speak English too good. So, again, our hearts and prayers go out to them. I hope we do something. I hope we take the muscle that we have. I hope we take the influence, what little influence we have left. I hope we take that and we show ISIS what we got. I was telling somebody earlier tonight, you guys won't agree with me, but heck, when do you, right? I would make, you know, we talk about the Great Lakes here, all four of them, how beautiful they are and all of that. Let me tell you what, I would find out where ISIS's headquarters was, And I'll tell you what, I would make that the biggest body of water in the Middle East. It'd be the biggest man-made lake that you'd ever seen on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Just my humble opinion. Anyway, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I'm looking, during the breaks, I am looking at pictures of the bodies that just are all over the place there. And I'm not doing it because I'm a gory freak and I love that kind of stuff. I'm doing it because I don't want to forget tonight what's going on somewhere else. Anyway, back to the Italians. So we have a vegan family that almost killed their baby over it. The 14-month-old baby was taken to the hospital in Milan by his grandparents, where doctors discovered he weighed slightly more than a typical 3-month-old baby. Now, if you've got kids, if you've got families who've got kids, if you've got relatives that've had kids, some of those people should have been looking at them saying, hey, there's a problem here. And they may not have known it was a 3-month-old, but I mean, at 14 months, it looked like a 3-month-old. But I'll tell you what, you would have known that kid, hey, there's something wrong with that kid. Isn't he gaining weight? Give him some pasta. Give him some cereal. Rice Krispies. Or Frosted Flakes would do. Not for a 14-month-old, though. So the baby's parents had kept him on a vegan diet without dietary supplements. As a result, he was severely malnutrition, suffering from dangerously low calcium levels. Worse, he had to undergo an emergency operation for congenital heart condition. And it had been exacerbated by his vitamin deficiency. I don't know what vegans usually have the horse sense to know how to supplement, usually. So veganism, like most, the writer says, veganism, like many things, he goes on to say, like many things, like speaking in full sentences, driving a car, having a martini, it's fine for most adults, but not necessarily for babies. In fact, veganism, which typically involves eliminating all animal products, including eggs, dairy, and meat, could be dangerous for humans in the early stages of life. Look, your creator, all right, for those of you who don't believe the creator, I'll get to you in a minute. But your creator made your body a certain way. And I can find plenty of places in the Bible where it talks about, you're supposed to eat. And you are supposed to eat meat. Your body's not made to have 6 hamburgers a day like some people do. But you are made to eat meat. It's okay. Everything in moderation works out fine. Now, those of you who don't believe in a creator and you believe in evolution, okay, you've evolved to the point where your body needs certain things, and especially as a baby, especially in the first few years of your growing, there's things that your body needs to be able to develop properly. If you don't get them, those lousy first 3 years of your life, well, not lousy, but those first 3 years of your life will set the tone for the rest of your life. If you don't get what you need to make the foundation of your body strong, you're going to be the world of hurt 20 years down the road, and there's not going to be much you can do to fix it. So, in recent months, there have been multiple international cases reported of babies suffering health problems related to vegan diets. It is in the Washington Post article. I guess we can put it up later on. The subject is tricky because many vegan parents, they feel passionately about the dietary choice. And they want their children to abide by these rules as well. Then you need to go out of your way to make sure they've got the right supplements. You need to make sure you go out of your way to make sure they got the right vitamins. Seriously. You don't just go, I wouldn't say just see a doctor, see nutritionists, because in my experience, people around me keep telling me that doctors, that's the thing they do the worst, is nutrition. It's not one of the things that's taught to them as a whole. Right? Did I get that right? You don't know. Now she's not talking. When the show goes off the air, she'll talk. Okay. Sorry. All right, so let's get to the real meat of some of this stuff. There's a congresswoman is now asking the feds to open a public corruption investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Now, that's why I love this. We found nothing out of the Benghazi hearings, right? Absolutely nothing. Because, you know, we didn't find out that there was a secret server. Not the Secret Service, but the secret server. Right? We didn't find it. Now WikiLeaks comes up with another 23,000 emails because she said she gave them all, remember? And that pesky little interweb thing is really a problem for her because that's going to get in the way. She's now being investigated by the FBI for lying. Now the caveat here, the out's going to be, did she lie to the FBI? Oh, sure, she lied to the public. She lied in speeches. But did she actually lie to the FBI? I'm telling you, they're gonna hang their hat on that. That when they were in, in private sessions or whatever it is, that they didn't lie. That's what they're going to say. You watch. So, anyway, the Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn is requesting the federal agencies get involved and start digging deep into the happenings within the Clinton Foundation. Now, this was an article from USA Today. And he goes on to say that the FBI and other federal agencies, she's asked the FBI and other federal agencies to look into the Clinton Foundation. I mean, think about this. This is not just the FBI. This is the FBI, the IRS. This is one of the few foundations where 80 to 85% of their money goes to, guess what? Staff. That's pretty good. We should start one. I should start a foundation. The foundation to help Messina. Now you call it whatever you want to.
Just the Messina Foundation.
There you go. I like that already. Sounds good. Got a ring to it. I don't know. A couple million dollar ring to it. I don't know. Anyway, the Republican representative, right, and because she's a Republican, that means this has to be a wild goose chase. Right? So, the member's saying that the media reports raise significant question about the foundation practices and their intersection with American foreign policy. You can't have these people giving you millions and millions and millions and gazillion bagillion dollars. Okay? You can't have them giving you that kind of money and expect that it's not going to influence your thought, your vote, your process, right? Now, the letter will be sent on Friday, so it hasn't really been sent yet. So James Comey is probably packing, getting ready to leave. I would. I wouldn't want all this pressure. Are you kidding me? You know what it's going to be like for him for the next 6 months? The FBI Director James Comey, IRS Commissioner John Koskinen, and Edith Ramirez, Chairwoman of the Federal Trade Commission, Blackburn has asked all three agencies to investigate the foundation's practices. Now, I'm sure you know they're going to say they've done nothing wrong. Everything's above board. Nothing here in a look at, right? But they'll get away with it. I know. I hate to say that to you because you get mad at me when I do it. They'll get away with it. Because you know already they're above the law. Think about all the things they've done over the years. Again, head over to my website. There's an article there about what being too close to the Clintons can get you. And I mean, even in a positive way, being their friend. You can have a problem, a serious problem. As my son used to say, you can get dead. And you can. Just read the article. I'm telling you, it lists out over 50 people that had something to do with the Clintons and ended up dead. And I've said it before. You guys sent me a couple nasty emails the other night, and I'll say it again. That conversation on that plane was about seeing your grandchildren again as he was talking to her. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Got a lot of stories. Michael Howes is going to join us in the next hour. And I'm sure Michael's going to be all lit up. Obviously, we've got a lot to be thankful for tonight. And we need to pray for our friends in France. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.